the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. Inshallah, you'll have a series on the Quranic verses about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The verse 21 of chapter Ahzab 33 reads as follows: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, truly there is a good role model, a good example for you to follow in the personality of the Messenger of God, the Apostle of God. But this is not what everyone would benefit. This is not something that everyone would appreciate. Although this is available, but those who actually benefit and appreciate are those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hereafter and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Every person can benefit from Rasulullah, point one. Every believer in Allah and the hereafter actually benefits from Rasulullah, point two. I repeat, every person can benefit from Rasulullah. There is possibility. Second, every believer actually benefits from Rasulullah. Point two, but point three, all who are in high levels of spirituality are the people who benefit the most from Rasulullah. Otherwise, they don't benefit that much. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. This is very important. In the verse of Nur, in chapter Nur, light, in the chapter light, which is Nurun ala Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an explanation about His light. الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكات فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري. This is a very beautiful verse. I don't want to speak about it because I cannot do justice in few minutes. So maybe another time. Then in the next verse, Allah says في بيوت أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. That light can be found in some houses. That is not an imaginary light. That is not something which is just mentioned as an example. It's a real light that you can find it في بيوتن, in some houses. What are those houses for? They are houses for remembrance of Allah. أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. Allah has permitted to be elevated and become a place for His remembrance. You cannot remember Allah in the houses which are lowered in level. You can only remember Allah in the houses which are elevated and raised.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ أَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. In those houses, there are people who glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mornings, in evenings, all the day and night. Nothing make them forget Allah. Business, merchandise, nothing make them forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تَجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ أَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And two examples of remembrance of Allah is وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهَا الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. They have remembrance of Allah, and the energy comes from fearing the day of judgment. يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. These people who constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the people who belong to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a hadith from Sunni and Shia sources that these houses are houses of the prophets. بُيُوتُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. When a prophet comes, because he himself remembers Allah all the time, so those who are really associated to him, those who belong to him, those who are from him, those who are his real household, are the people who remember Allah all the time. There is a hadith that when the prophet talked about this ayah, the first caliph asked the prophet, referring to the house of Imam Ali and Lady Fatima, is this one of them? Because the prophet said, Buyutul Anbiya. He asked, is this one of them? I don't know why he asked this question, but it's good that he asked this question, because then the prophet gave the answer. Na'am. وَمِنْ أَفَاضِلِهَا. Perhaps no one expected this be one of them, because the Prophet said, Anbiya. Imam Ali is not a prophet, Lady Fatima was not a prophetess, but this house is one of those houses. Why? Because the house of Fatima and Ali is not their own house. Their house is the house of the Prophet. They are the household of the Prophet. They are Ahlu Bayt al-Nabi. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be found in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who are in his house, in his spiritual house, not in his physical house, Because sometimes you enter the house of Rasulullah by force, without iman. No, those who enter the house of Rasulullah with permission, those who are qualified, they must have this quality of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. So, the people who more than anyone else looked at the Prophet and took him as a role model are the household of the Prophet. The house of the Prophet. Why? Because they were the people who remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And then whoever follows them and tries to equip himself with a strong faith in God and the hereafter and frequent remembrance of Allah can try to get closer and closer. This is very high position of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira, the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.